Pendengar sekalian, Australia telah menjadi negara sekuler sejak federasi. Konstitusi tahun 1901 melarang pemerintah persemakmuran untuk mencampuri kebebasan beragama di daerah manapun. Namun sejauh mana kebebasan beragama di negara di mana orang-orang Kristen telah menjadi mayoritas sejak pemukiman Eropa, sementara 30% penduduknya tidak memiliki kepercayaan beragama. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Ji Yung Wang. Selama puluhan ribu tahun, agama Australia didasarkan pada tradisi spiritual dari mimpi yang dipraktekkan oleh penghuni asli pertama di benua ini. Namun kemudian beralih kepada agama Kristen menyusul kedatangan pemukim Eropa pada akhir abad ke-18. Saat itu negara ini adalah negara Kristen yang didominasi oleh Protestan. Demikian menurut Dr. Rene Barker, seorang dosen hukum di Universitas Western Australia.
So the settlement had a chaplain who was authorized by the state and paid by the state. But as our colony developed, it initially became very clear that Protestant Christianity, or the Church of England, wasn't the only religion to be quite dominant. In fact, the Catholics became very dominant very quickly, as did other religious groups. So Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians all sort of grew in number and in strength of voice. And as a result, the state began to accept, at least initially, that there had to be a plurality. So all Christian religions initially had to be treated the same.
Pada tahun 1901, Undang-Undang Federal mengabadikan sekularisme yang memungkinkan keanekaragaman pandangan keagamaan dan suara untuk beroperasi di masyarakat. Associate Professor Hukum di Universitas Newcastle, Neil Foster, menjelaskan hal itu.
The founders of Australia incorporated into the federal constitution a provision called section 116, which sets out the rules that the Commonwealth Parliament shall not make laws which establish or set up a religion, so we can't have a national church here in Australia, and Commonwealth Parliament will not interfere with the free exercise of people's religion. Both Commonwealth and state parliaments over the years have accepted this general principle that religious freedom is an important value in Australian society.
Dr. Rene Barker mengatakan, sekularisme memungkinkan orang-orang dari semua agama untuk secara bebas mengekspresikan keyakinan agama mereka di ranah publik.
What secularism in Australia says is if you want to express your religious belief as to euthanasia, as to terrorism, as to marriage laws, as to abortion, you're welcome to do so, but your views are no more important than someone of another religion, nor somebody who has no religion.
Agama seperti Buddha, Islam, Hindu, dan Sikh dipraktekkan di Australia sejak awal abad ke-19. Nenek moyang Osman Rein adalah salah satu pemukim Muslim pertama di negara ini. Ia menemukan kedamaian setelah berdoa 5 kali sehari dari jadwal sibuknya sebagai pemilik bisnis dan presiden dari Yayasan Amal Muslim di Brisbane.
I'm third generation Australian Muslim. My grandfather came from India in 1901, and my great grandfather came from India in around about 1879. Yeah, we've been here a long time, and we've always practiced our religion and kept our faith as best we could.
The White Australian Policy yang bertahan selama 7 dekade berakhir pada saat Australia menjadi semakin multikultural, dampak dari imigrasi pasca perang dari Eropa, kemudian dari Asia Tenggara dan Timur Tengah. Australia telah didominasi oleh penganut Kristen dengan 52% populasi yang mengindikasikan agama tersebut dalam sensus 2016 yang lalu. Katolik sekarang menjadi denominasi Kristen terbesar yang terdiri dari 23% penduduk. Dr. Bake mengatakan bahwa tidak mengherankan bahwa nilai-nilai Kristen tertanam dalam hukum di negara ini.
That may no longer be appropriate in a setting where we have people from a variety of faiths. Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism are all growing faiths here in Australia, as is people with no religion. They make up quite a large percentage of the Australian population now, which wasn't the case at Federation. And so as a result, we're starting to adjust and change our laws to try and accommodate that variety of voice. And often what that's meaning is taking religion more and more out of laws because it no longer represents the majority.
Menurut Neil Foster, pergeseran ini juga bisa menimbulkan ancaman terhadap kebebasan beragama. Ia mengacu pada penghibur pesta anak-anak Kristen yang kehilangan pekerjaannya setelah secara terbuka mendukung suara no dalam survei pos pernikahan sesama jenis.
The debate over same-sex marriage has raised difficult issues because traditionally many religious groups, not only Christians, but Muslims and Buddhists and Jews and people from other religious groups, have taken the view that marriage is only a relationship that should be between a man and a woman. It's unacceptable that someone should be dismissed or threatened because of their choice to vote, either yes or no. We should have a real strong commitment to people's freedom of speech.
Pemimpin One Nations, Pauline Hanson, telah menyerukan untuk melarang burka. Dan dia juga telah menimbulkan keributan baru-baru ini saat memasuki Senat Australia dengan menggunakan pakaian religius itu. Dr. Bake mengatakan itu adalah contoh yang jelas tentang kebebasan berbicara dan beragama di Australia.
So if they believe there is an aspect of your religion which is not compatible with the way they see the world operating or they believe needs to change, then in Australia they are free to criticise and to critique your religion. But you are also free to defend your religion in the public sphere by arguing that there's nothing wrong with your religious beliefs.
Dr. Baker juga menunjukkan bahwa kebebasan beragama tidak selalu mutlak.
So, for example, here in Australia we have the age of 18 as the minimum age for marriage. And while some religions may permit or even encourage young people to marry earlier than that, in Australia we've said that there is a risk of these young people having their rights infringed if they marry before they're an adult, before the age of 18. And so we've put in place that limitation. And that may, for some people, be a limit on their freedom of religion.
Islam mewakili 2,6% populasi, demikian menurut sensus 2016. Osman Rain mengatakan ia tidak memiliki masalah dibesarkan sebagai warga Muslim di Brisbane, meskipun ia mengakui bahwa ia juga menemukan beberapa tantangan terhadap keyakinannya akhir-akhir ini.
Now there's much more visibility. Everybody sees Muslims when they're walking the streets or in the shopping centres. And also because since 9/11 and ISIS, there are a lot more intolerance towards Islam.
Namun secara keseluruhan ia yakin masih ada kebebasan beragama di Australia.
You can practice religion freely and as long in a moderate way it's accepted wholeheartedly by most Australians.